And now, family, in the studio with me is a brother that I've seen grow and grow and grow. He's been on American Idol. Started on the same circuit as me, like when we were doing music, and, you know, he's still doing it. And, of course, and I'm in my lane. But Molly Music is in the house. What's going on, Molly? How you feeling?
Feeling all right. It's a good, good day, man. It's June 2nd. I've been waiting for this time to come a long time.
I know you have. Listen, let's talk about it. The transition of Molly.
Finally here, man.
Yeah, it's the name of the album. Tell me about the transition of Molly, and what did it take to get to this point?
Man, I feel that transition is something that comes for me and for everybody consistently through all the things. You know, you're used to being a baby, and next thing you know, it's time to be an adolescent, then a teenager. Now you got to find out how to go through life. And I feel that those things can overtake you. The people who don't do it well get taken. The people that do it well move forward. So I just wanted to offer my story, be vulnerable, and as a creative, let everybody know, hey, this is how I transitioned through it. This is what I felt.
Indeed. Molly Music, hanging out with your nephew. So Molly, you know I got to keep it 100 with you. You know, when you transition and your music kind of changed from what the church was used to, I kind of felt like, honestly, and I say this publicly, I felt like the church, I wouldn't say turn their back on you, but it was almost like, no, you're ours and you belong to us and you can't do nothing else besides what we need you to do on the inside of the church. And so how did you deal with, you know, the repercussion of making a song like Beautiful and being on American Idol and working with people that are not, quote unquote, in the church? Like, how did you get through that and how is that represented on this album?
But I honestly felt that I didn't get the full benefit of being the churches either. You get what I mean? Like, a lot of my friends had burnt disc, publicly distributed. It was still like the first, it was still right before the gospel industry was all the way polished again from Verity. So it was still like an underground thing happening online. So nobody was actually sure if the Molly Music thing was actually real either. It wasn't as forward or, you know, in it as like Dietrich and, you know what I mean? And like Tone got the drop. I didn't get that drop. 90% of the tours was from us making, saving up me and my mother who was managing me and us getting buses and taking me and some of my band members up the road. So, man, like, exactly what you're saying with the church. But at the end of it, when things started to move up, when God began to highlight the gift, you know, that was on me, and there weren't stages in this, in my demographic for it to actually reign. Like, if I really wanted a presentation of honor or wanted to do something with lights, you know, I would have had to question if that was me being vain or me being Hollywood. If I wanted to do a quality presentation with the arts where there was excellence, I don't know what church or what branch of the kingdom I could speak to get a budget for an orchestra.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
There was all these different ideas and content that God was giving me that I could not access in the libraries of the quote unquote called.
Wow. Molly Music is hanging out with us creatively. It was things that you wanted to do, and you needed to go where that creativity could flourish. And I'm glad that you were bold enough to do it.